If pests and disease are wrecking your plants, it might be time to turn your garden on its head. Growing crops that dangle upside down is growing more popular, and its adherents swear they'll never come back down to earth. Mark McAlpine began growing tomatoes upside down 2 years ago because cutworms and deer were ravaging the ones he planted in the ground. He made 6 planters out of 5-gallon plastic buckets. He cut 2-inch holes in the bottom of each bucket and threaded a tomato seedling down through the opening. He then filled the buckets with soil mixed with compost and hung them on sturdy steel hooks bolted to the railing of his backyard deck. He devised a triple pulley system so he could easily hoist his upside-down planters 16 feet above the ground, away from ravenous deer. Mark paints his buckets bright colors and plants herbs and marigolds in the top to help retain moisture. Another, less decorative solution for preventing evaporation is to top the planters with mulch or simply cover them with a lid. Regardless, upside-down planters tend to dry out really fast, so be prepared to water a lot, probably once a day in the heat of the summer. The tomatoes and basil worked real well upside down, but the lettuce, peas, and carrots weren't so successful, he said. It's been trial and error. Upside down gardening is primarily used for leggy crops like tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers. Tomato varieties are labeled as either indeterminate or determinate. Determinate tomatoes are shorter and tend to produce all their fruit at once, which could weigh down and break the stems if hanging upside down. Indeterminate types have more flexible, sprawling stems that produce fruit throughout the season and are less likely to be harmed by gravity. Websites like Instructables.com and UpsideDownTomatoPlant.com show how it can be done, and YouTube has several how-to videos.